Okay, we are violating one of the prime directives of podcasting in this episode. I have the email program open because I'm waiting for a message from a girl. Great one. Are you pedestalizing pussy? Are you trying to go out with a girl? Well, yes. Yes, I am. Deal with it. Great one. Is going out with a girl so important that you, if she responds, may actually take time out of the podcast to respond to her and ignore us? Yes, yes it is. Because vagina. Because I might have sex with her, not going to have sex with you. Yes, that makes her more important than you. That's how the fucking market works. You can scream and shout. Oh look, there's a message. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. It's not her. Yes, you can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Furious cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. And, of course, the other possibility that all your problems in life are caused by the patriarchy and white supremacist. Because, of course, your failures can't possibly have anything to do with your decisions. Especially not if you are an adjunct professor at a college where all the people you work for are left-wing statist social justice warriors just like you. No, you could not possibly have any responsibility for the small amount of money that you make and the large amount of debt that you are in. Okay, let's go. Here we are. This is episode 3. We're still reading this thingy here about fucking adjunct college professors. The brain, man. I am having a good time, though. I am having a very good time. All right, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. To keep their homes, some adjuncts are forced to compromise on their living space. Caprice Lawless, 65 years old, a teacher of English composition. Look, if you're teaching English composition in high school, okay, that's one thing. How do you get through 12 years of public school and you still have to take English composition classes? What did they learn? The first time I went to a fucking community college to take some classes, they're like, well, you gotta take English comp unless you test out of it. I'm like, okay, well, that's a no. I'm going to go take the test, see if I can test out of it. And so I take this test, and it's like mind-numbingly simple. I scored like some fucking 90-something percent. They're like, yeah, you don't need English comp. I'm like, how do you get out of high school? How do you get out of high school and not understand, right? Composition. Okay, you have an introduction. You have the body. In the body, you present your points, your evidence, or whatever, right? When you change the subject of what you are speaking of, you start a new paragraph. Each sentence somewhere, I mean, each paragraph within it someplace should have a sentence that sets the tone for the paragraph. You do sections. If you're presenting multiple points, you do a section on this, and then you come to the conclusion. And you, how? How is this something that somebody with 12 fucking years of education still doesn't understand and know? I know the answer to this question. It's a rhetorical question. It's because the public school system is a fucking failure. It's because the point of the public school system is to produce people who are dumb enough to not know they shouldn't go to college, but not smart enough to recognize that taxation is theft and overthrow the government. You have to be smart enough to work in a factory or to sit in a cubicle or whatever the fuck you're going to do, but they don't want anybody to be smart enough to think. Teacher of English composition and a campaigner for better working conditions for adjuncts. Maybe if you spent that time doing a real job instead of whining about how you don't make any money. A campaigner. I'm an activist. Okay, being an activist is not a job. Being an activist is virtue signaling. I'm an activist. I care. A campaigner for better working conditions for adjuncts. Yes, because I know the adjuncts I've seen, like the girl I was dating, who is the French teacher, who is the adjunct professor, when she was working, she had to work in a sweatshop. Like the tenured professors had rooms with air conditioning and furniture, but she had to work in this sweatshop conditions. There was no furniture, there was no heating, no air conditioning. There was this big muscle-bound guy with a whip who would like whip her all the time, and they would beat her. And her working conditions were terrible. Not like the real teachers who had air conditioning and desk and chairs and stuff. Oh my God, and she had to share her office with another person. She didn't have her own private office. She had to share her office with another adjunct professor. Yeah, and it was so small. I mean, there was just barely enough room for us to have sex on the floor in her office. Not making that up. And there was plenty of room for us to have sex on the floor in her office on campus. I don't think I've ever told you guys that story. Yeah, we went after hours one night, and there it was. I mean, there's not that much. You stick it in. But we did it in her office on campus. I lost my place. I was going down memory lane in my mind. So, yes. All right, give me a second. Find my place in the thingy here. Memories. All right. Working condition for adjuncts. She resides in a 1,100 square foot brick house near Boulder, Colorado. Okay, there's your first problem. You're living in Boulder, Colorado. For those of you not from the People's Republic of Colorado, Boulder is expensive to live in. Because Boulder is where all the hippies are, it's where all the technology startups are, it's where all the cool people want to be. Living in Boulder is expensive. It's up there with Fort Collins here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Fucking prices of real estate and housing and rental here are equally terrible, but Boulder is even worse than this place. And Fort Collins is a place where a studio apartment starts at $1,100 a month. All right, so blah, blah, blah. 1,100 square foot brick house near Boulder, Colorado, which because it is, I don't care how big it is or how small it is, if it's a brick house near Boulder, it's going to be expensive. She bought it following a divorce 2 decades ago. Okay, there's problem number two. Because she just wasn't happy. She wasn't being fulfilled by her marriage. She is just, I have a degree in English and I teach English composition and I'm married to this man and he's an engineer and I'm just not fulfilled. But because her $1,800 income from teaching almost full time is so meager, she has remortgaged the property several times and has to rent her home to 3 other female housemates. Yes, because when you only make $1,800 a year, working at, I'm assuming, the University of Colorado, which is the nexus of political correctness in the state of Colorado. I mean, Colorado State University here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins is left wing. If you want to see left wing, you go to fucking University of Colorado in Boulder. That place is the nexus of political correctness in the state of Colorado. I fucking mean it. In the entire state of Colorado, CU campus is the fucking hot spot of social justice warrior, of political correct, of on and on and on and on. They're paying her $18,000 a year. Once again, girls, these are other leftists who are paying you this. So, when you only make $18,000 a year and you can't afford to pay for your house, what's the obvious thing you should do? Well, you should remortgage the property. You should go further in debt. That's an obvious solution. You got divorced. Aren't you divorce raping your husband? Or wait, did you marry? Maybe she didn't marry an engineer who had a bunch of money. Maybe because she's so smart, because she has a degree in English. Maybe she married a poor man. Oh, wait, maybe she couldn't score an engineer because she's not attractive. All right, do we try to find it? Right, hold it. Do we have a picture of Caprice? Do we have, oh my God, there's a hyphenated, there's another hyphenated name. Wait, who is this? Wait, Ellen James Penny. Is this Ellen James Penny also? No. She's less ugly from a distance, but most women are less ugly from a distance. I didn't say she was attractive. I said she's less ugly from a distance. All right, Caprice Launis. Oh, interesting. Hold on. See the great one? Well, here's a Caprice Lawless who teaches at Front Range Community College, teaching composition, academic writing, and journalism in Westminster. All right, then why do you live in Boulder? Why are you living in Boulder? Get the fuck out. Because you bought a house because you're an idiot and now you're trapped. Because you thought men would come and bail you out. Oh, okay. Education, University of Colorado, Denver. Communications, University of Colorado, Denver. MA, Curriculum and Instruction. University of Colorado, Boulder. MA, Journalism. Journalism, that's a thing. Okay, but wait. Okay, journalism. Oh. You have an MA in curriculum and instruction. Okay, creating a curriculum and instructing people is not something that requires a college diploma. Once again, this is. I have an MA in breathing. This is like saying I have an MA in running. That's actually probably a thing. Terrifyingly. This is like getting a fucking degree in recreation, like the lovely and adorable Jordan, with whom I want to have children, is doing. I have a diploma in recreation. Wow, holy shit. A diploma in curriculum and instruction. Once again, there's no sympathy. I have no sympathy for these people. I don't. Absolutely none. She had to rent her home to three other female housemates. Wham. Quote, I live paycheck to paycheck and I'm deeply in debt, unquote, she said, including from car repairs and a hospitalization for food poisoning. Okay, if your car repair costs that much money, don't repair the car, just buy a used junker. But I have to drive from Boulder to Westminster. Oh, why don't you move to Westminster? Wait, you own a house in Boulder. Hey, why don't you sell the fucking house in Boulder? Oh, but because I see you have a bunch of money, but wait, the house isn't paid off because you've mortgaged it multiple times, because whenever you don't have any money and you're in debt, you should always go for it. But I refinanced it. The interest was less. Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever, sweetie. You're making $18,000. Even the great one makes more than $18,000 a year. And I don't even try. God, guys, I'm still getting killed. Yesterday, I fucking turned down work for the rest of the week because I've worked now 7 fucking weeks solid. Summer is gone. It's fall here. I'm fucking pissed off. So I'm like, okay, fine. I turn down those gigs because I want some time off. And then the other people I work for, they're like, hey, we might have a gig on Friday. I'm like, God damn it. Can it stop? Can you people leave me alone? I am trying to not work. And I can't fucking avoid it. And I have to have sex for money because I'm an adjunct. And my God, I do theater. It's not like there's fucking people crying out for theater technicians. And I have more work than I fucking want. Maybe you shouldn't have majored in English. Maybe you shouldn't have majored in journalism. Maybe you shouldn't have majored in... what the fuck was this? Where'd it go? Curriculum and instruction. This is killing me. I do love discovering these fucking majors that shouldn't even be made. How do you get a fucking diploma? In curriculum? Well, it's about how to design a curriculum. Okay, designing a curriculum. You shouldn't be designing a curriculum for something you don't understand. Okay, for example, I cannot design a curriculum for open heart surgery. I can design a curriculum for podcasting. So I'm going to design a curriculum for podcasting. Well, I understand podcasting. So you start at the beginning. It's kind of like composition. You start at the beginning, you introduce the basics, you go through the different fucking line items, and then you come to the conclusion. You go through and you show and you talk about this is this, and then you show people, and then you have the people do it. The idea that you need a fucking diploma in designing a curriculum. No, it's called teaching things to other people. Those of us who are not retarded, those of us who are not left-wing statist, those of us who are not educated, know how to teach things to other people. Instinctively, the human species has been teaching each other things for millions of years. You know, that whole time that thing you don't believe in called evolution was happening, right? When men and women were evolving differently, right? People would teach, fathers would teach their children how to hunt. Mothers would teach their daughters how to gather food. Fathers would teach their children how to put up with women complaining. Mothers would teach their daughters how to whine whenever they don't get what they want. Humans have been teaching things to other humans for millions of years. But no, in the year 2014, 2014 was the year of our Lord and Savior, the Hussein Obama, the Messiah. This is 2017, year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer. Here in the year of the Trump and Fuhrer, snowflakes need a motherfucking diploma in how to teach things to other people. Rate my professors. Here's Caprice. Let me see if this is the right one. Yep, Front Range Community College, Westminster. Her overall quality rating is 3.5. Pictures. No, I'm not going to fucking log in. Fuck you, Facebook. Log in. No. All right, well, there's this close-up picture of her face. She looks terribly ugly. I just wanted to see how much more ugly she was. Okay. For hotness, she gets one chili pepper, which is a little terrifying unless one is the least you have. Okay. English, 122. Overall quality, 2. Level of difficulty, 3. Overall rating, poor. Caprice is very inconsistent. Now remember, she has a diploma in curriculum and instruction. This is the funniest fucking thing on the planet Earth. God, guys, I'm not, this is, just give me a second. Curriculum and instruction, that's a real thing. People are getting stupider. They are. I'm sorry. You can tell. Well, the study said the IQ. You can fucking throw whatever bullshit you want at me. I am telling you, the human species, thanks to the fucking absence of natural selection, getting stupider. Okay. Caprice is very inconsistent. At one point, she asked me to write my paper a certain way and then changed her answer completely next time I saw her, so that was frustrating. She can also be a bit sappy. She's more concerned about yelling at people who are on their phones than she is about actually teaching. Okay, well, the policy here at stating the obvious is that I always come down with right. Not the right, the political right, but being right. Okay, if you're in class and you're using your phone, as far as I'm concerned, the teacher should reach out and slap the fuck out of you. So I'm totally okay with her yelling at people on their phones. Now she should, well, and again, she shouldn't be teaching because what the hell is she going to teach anybody? She's an idiot. Put your fucking phone down. English 122. Oh, and it says on here, attendance is mandatory. Okay. English 122. Rating, awful. Overall quality, 1. Level of difficulty, 2. Plain awful. Oh my God. Often spends class talking about random/political things. Imagine that. A leftist English teacher with a fucking journalism degree who can't shut up in class about her politics. Imagine that. Once again, guys, there's no sympathy. There's no... You're a great one. Are you? Yes. Yes, I am fucking overjoyed that she is poor. I am overjoyed that she's in debt. I am overjoyed that she is miserable. No, you're just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that. I am not just saying that. You made stupid choices. You're a dumb bitch. You can't shut up about your politics. The great one, if you've listened to this podcast, you know the great one has political opinions. When I walk away from this microphone, I don't fucking foist my political opinions on everybody around me. When I'm at work, I don't fucking talk about politics. I don't need to fucking go off and on about my fucking political, social, economic, philosophical beliefs every goddamn moment of my life. And this is one more problem with higher education and one more reason with all you dumb fucking cunts with your fucking worthless degrees. You think that all these students, you look at them, this is my captive audience, and I can preach my politics to them. They don't give a shit about your fucking politics, okay? Even the ones who agree with you don't want to fucking hear it. Which I agreed with, but was frustrated spending 20 plus minutes each class for lecture. Syllabus is not followed/outdated. Wait a minute, she has a fucking degree in curriculum. Why is her syllabus not followed and outdated? She has a fucking master's degree in curriculum. On top of that, she makes up new assignments with no warning of how much they affect your grade until after it's graded. One of the worst classes taken in 3 years. All right, average. She's not a bad teacher. Her intentions are good. Her intentions are good. In class, we've covered some of the things covered in English 121, which can get repetitive. Well, there's only so many different ways you can explain to people that English is English. I mean, English is repetitive. Once you've got English down, there's not a lot you can do that's not repetitive. Since day one, however, she does not stick to her syllabus, though she tries. Some things are concrete. She hardly posts on the D2L if not in the morning of class. And she's not that great at responding to emails. That's because she's busy running around being an activist. Okay, awesome. Caprice's class was great to attend. She is willing to help and direct on how she wanted papers written, but attendance is important, although sometimes I felt as if I was a high school student in her class, not a college student. That's because number one, and this I gave the overall quality 5.0 level of difficulty, meaning how difficult is the class. He gave it a 1 out of 5, so it's basically it's easy, which again is not a surprise. It's a college level English class. How hard can it be? And it's in English 121, not 122. And yeah, it is still high school. And you are still a high school student because you're 18 years old. All right, English 122, 4 on the quality, 1 on the difficulty. Caprice felt a little overwhelming at first because of all the paper she wanted us to do. After the first part, everything got really easy. She is not a hard grader. No, of course not, because if she graded hard, too many of you would fail. The point is to push you guys through, get you your worthless diploma, and get you out there so that you can become adjuncts who can't afford to pay for your house. If you do the work and put in some effort, you will most likely get an A. Well, but millennials don't do work and effort. She does treat you like you're still in high school, but she is not disrespectful at all. Easy class! Exclamation mark. Average, English 121, 3 for the quality, 2 for the difficulty. I hated that she treats you as you are still in high school. She is a stickler for attendance and tardiness, but as long as you show up and do the work, easy A. We also barely used the book. I could have easily skated by without having one. Once again, how many English textbooks do you need? If you have your English book from high school, once again, composition, English, they don't change. They don't change, guys. They don't change. All right, English 121, poor. Overall quality 2, level of difficulty 4. So everyone else says that she's the easiest teacher ever. Everyone else gave her, oh no, wait, this person gave her a 4 for difficulty also. But most of the difficulties have been low. Okay, my experience was horrible with Miss Lawless. She was very unorganized and was not clear on what the assignments were due. And I'm reading this as it's written by this college student. She was very unorganized and was not clear on what assignments were due or how she wanted them turned in. Oh, he means assignments were due when. I get it now. She was very disrespectful towards her students. I watched her pick on one specific girl all semester long. Okay, that sounds like sexism. That sounds like discrimination. She was not very helpful at all. We had to go to outside sources often, the writing center. English 121, good. Quality 4, difficulty 3. She is very funny and great at holding her students' attention. Her humor and willingness to help reminds me of my mom. I am so glad I took her class, learned so much for my future. Okay, that is a fake review. That not because it's good. That no college student, English 121, so this is like freshman level. No freshman go, I learned so much for my future. English 121, awesome. Quality 4.5, difficulty 3. This professor is awesome. She uses unusual teaching methods that are very inspiring. She's very sweet and downright hilarious conversation. This class held my interest throughout. However, she is very strict about punctuality. If you don't hand your work in when it's due, it's an automatic zero. Okay, well, it should be. As long as she tells you ahead of time when the work is due, if you don't turn your work in when you're supposed to, you should get a fucking zero. I can't fucking bitch on that one. Good. 4.0 quality, 1.0 difficulty. Caprice is a good teacher. She knows the subject matter well. Again, it's English. How can you not know it? Though she does have a hard time keeping organized on what is due on what days. As long as you do the work, you will most likely pass. Once again, if she'd spend less time protesting and more time organizing her curriculum, the curriculum she has a degree in, she'd do much better. Okay, awesome. Quality 4.5, difficulty 1.0, English 122. She taught and graded well. She was very is in all capital letters. She was very opinionated, though. As long as you do the work, you'll get an A. Good. 4.0 quality, 2.0 difficulty. It says English 002. I think he means 008. I think he means section 008 of English 121. Caprice was an interesting teacher. Oh, that's not something you want to see. She was kind of all over the place. I took her for English 121. She never really went by the syllabus, and in class, she would randomly assign, like a paragraph review, due the next class. Attendance is crucial because of that. She is very nice, though, and her class is an easy A. It's easy to pass her class. It's an easy A. Notice how much focus there is. It's an easy A. I told this story long ago. I'll tell it again because it's short. That's what she said. When I was way back in the day when I was taking theater classes, which, quick reminder, you don't get a diploma in theater. You just take the theater classes. I know I have to explain this over and over. When I was taking Intro to Theater, there is this chick who took the class, and she's pretty cute. She had long, dark, curly hair and everything. And yeah, she's adorable. Anyway, we're like halfway through the class, and it's one day, and we're all sitting in there, and I say all, it was a small class. There was probably, there's only like 8 of us. Maybe 10 at the most. And the teacher wasn't there for whatever reason. And we're all just sitting around talking, and she was like, yeah, I... And we were talking, and she says, yeah, the only reason I took this class is because I thought it would be an easy A. I didn't realize how hard this would be. And we're all looking at her and going, yeah, maybe you need to go... I don't even remember what she was majoring in, but it was just... And some of you are saying, well, wait, it's Intro to Theater. Isn't that an easy A? Well, no, actually it's not. An easy A is English because you already speak English. No, Intro to Theater involves reading shit tons of plays, analyzing them, talking about how you would stage them, how you would costume them, how you would light them, how you would do this stuff, and giving reasons for it. It involves writing your own fucking stage play. It involves writing another stage play, collaborating with other people in the fucking group. No, Intro to Theater, and it also involves a lot of history, which of course we know is patriarchal and oppressive. Okay, so no, if you're sitting around and you're going to college right now and you're thinking, I think I'll take Intro to Theater because that will be an easy A. No, you need to take English 121. That will be an easy A. Intro to Theater, despite anything you might think. I mean, I'm not saying you got to be a fucking rocket. I'm not saying it's up there with quadratic equations. I'm not saying it's up there with structural engineering. I'm just saying you're not going to go in there and just sit there and fucking write a paper, a couple of paragraphs, and pass. You're going to be doing some fucking work. All right, English 121, awesome. Did I read this one already? 4.5 and a 3.0, great teacher. Some might think unusual teaching methods. Okay, that means she's a leftist. But I was inspired by the resources and materials she used. She opened our minds to think about our futures in the world and that we could do great things. You see, someone told her that very same lie, and now she's had to mortgage her house multiple times, and she's got all this debt, and she makes $18,000 a year. She's lying to you the same way she was lied to, because that's the only way she can perpetuate her income. She was suckered in, and she bought the bullshit, and she got the diploma, and now she needs more young, stupid people to get suckered in and get the diploma so she can keep making money. Cared very much about our success both in college and future. Made sure we understood textbook material, clearly stated her expectations. All right. Awesome. 5 quality, 1 difficulty. What a great teacher. She really inspired me to write. In high school, English was my worst subject, but I got A's in both Comp 1 and 2 with her. So you suck at writing, but she gave you A's. So that tells me the standards are pretty low. All right, average, quality, 2.5, level of difficulty, 3. Lawless was a very inspired teacher. She only created material that was useful to the class. What I learned in her class was only very practical and relatable material. She was at times a little unorganized, and you have to watch for her misgrading, but she always fixed her errors and was willing to help you out. Awesome. 5 quality, 3 difficulty, English 122. Great English teacher. The class was not easy, but I feel as though I learned a lot about writing papers by the end of the semester. I would definitely recommend taking her class. So again, if you're taking English 122, if you're a college student, you still don't know how to write a paper, what did you do for 12 years? Oh, I know. You learned about how Republicans are all racist and global warming is real and how women are oppressed by the patriarchy. I'm so glad I went to public school, but I am so thankful I went to public school before patriarchy and racism and global warming, before all that shit was a thing. I mean, I can stand here right now and I can say to you with 100% honesty, I got zero political indoctrination in high school. I do not remember any teacher going off about politics. It just didn't happen. No, we went in there and we fucking talked about the subject matter. It may have been boring, it may have been uninteresting, it may have been dumbed down, it may have been over my head, whatever. But I don't remember any teacher going off about politics. Final review for those of you who are tired of this. Average, overall quality 2.5, difficulty 4. English 121. Feel like she should retire. She gets frustrated very easy and in turn becomes very short with her students. But when she is in a good mood, you can tell why she teaches. I live paycheck to paycheck and I am deeply in debt, she said, including from car repairs and hospitalization for food poisoning. Okay, buy a different car. Don't spend thousands of dollars to fix the one you have. Buy a cheap junker. And food poisoning, you don't go to the hospital for food poisoning. If you have food poisoning, stick your finger down your throat, you barf it up, you're fine. I've done this. I've done this. It doesn't cost money. You don't go to the hospital for food poisoning. Okay, here, oh God. Like every other adjunct, she says, like she's speaking for every adjunct in the world now. Like every other adjunct, she says, she opted for the role thinking. No, sweetie, no. You didn't think. Because if you had been thinking, you wouldn't make $18,000 a year. and be trying to pay for a mortgage on a house in Boulder. You have done no thinking. There's no thinking here. Okay, no thinking. No. You did not think. I'm going to need you to have a nice hot cup of shut the fuck up. She opted for the role thinking it would be a path to full-time work. And I wonder who told her that lie. She is so dependent on her job to maintain her living situation, right? Because the rest of us, of course, are not dependent on our jobs to maintain our living situations. The rest of us are all independently wealthy. The rest of us, we just work for the fun of it. She is so dependent on her job to maintain her living situation that when her mother died this summer, she didn't take time off, in part because she had no bereavement leave. She turned up for work at 8 a.m. the next day, taught in a blur, and despite the cane she has used since a hip replacement, fell over in the parking lot. Now she's got money for a hip replacement. Oh, wait. She doesn't have money for a hip replacement. My taxes paid for that. Yes. Oh. Too bad she didn't break her fucking head open and die. If she were to lose her home, her only hope, she says, would be government-subsidized housing. Okay, you already have government-subsidized housing because I paid for your health care and you work at a college where the college is subsidized by the government and the students who come there and get the diplomas are subsidized by student loans, which are subsidized by the government. Okay, I and other people who actually pay taxes and are not parasites, are already paying for your housing. You have government-subsidized housing right now. Quote, most of my colleagues are unjustifiably ashamed. They take this personally as if they failed. And I'm always telling them, you haven't failed. The system has failed you. Unquote, she said. Wrong. You have failed. You failed to get a diploma in something that you could earn money with. You failed to get a job where you could earn money. You have failed in life. You failed in your marriage. You failed to pay off your house. You failed to remain healthy. You have failed. You have 3 fucking college diplomas. Communications, curriculum and instruction, and journalism. That you don't get any more fucking failure than that. You have 3 college diplomas and you make $18,000 a year. No, sweetie, you have failed. You are the fucking you are the poster child for failure. This is not the system. It's not me. I'm not accountable for my choices and the consequences of them. No, it's the system. It's the white supremacist. It's Donald Trump. He's literally Hitler. It has nothing to do with me. Even more desperate are those adjuncts in substandard living spaces who cannot afford to fix them. Oh, you mean like half the student housing here in Fort Collins? Mindy Percival, yet again a woman. Notice how there hasn't been a man yet. Mindy Percival, 61 years old, a lecturer with a doctorate from Columbia. All right, hold on. Because again, it doesn't tell us. Teaches history. Okay, she teaches history, but remember, as we've learned, what you teach and what you have a diploma in aren't necessarily the same fucking thing. Mindy Percival. There's one at Indiana River. The town in the Tower of Stewart, north of Miami. Okay. Mindy Percival. Stewart. Try this. Mindy A. Percival, Stewart, Florida. Okay. Mindy Stewart. Nope, that's Indiana. Voter records. Oh, hey, Mindy Percival, Stewart, Florida, voterrecords.com. Hey, what do you want to bet? She's a liberal Democrat. Here we go. Yep. Professor of History at Indiana River State College. Stewart, Florida. Wait, so Indiana. What? Indian River State College. Okay, that could be in Florida. Mindy A. Percival. Hey, look. It's got her actual street address. Which I'm not trying to fucking dox. No, I don't want you to go to her house and kill her or some fucking gay shit like that. Is affiliated with the Democrat Party. Really? I'm so surprised. Oh my God. She's a Democrat. Really? Oh God damn fucking hell. Indiana River State College. Rate my professor. Overall quality, 3.7. Awful. Let's see. Oh my God. Class was easy. No, there should be a few questions. Yeah. She constantly changes the notes, which is irritating. Relies on Google for most of her info. If you're a history major, do not take her. Awful. I just really want to know how this woman became a teacher. She acts more like a fourth grader. Awful. I did not learn one valuable thing from this professor. The whole class was her rambling and had nothing to do with history. One of the test questions on the final were, quote, how many ingredients are in the McRib, unquote. All of her grading does not show up on the blackboard, so you have to calculate your grade yourself. Worst professor I've taken at IRSC thus far. She not only goes off topic consistently, she is also biased and unprofessional when she is asked to explain something. I see a lot of previous comments about how knowledgeable. I see a lot of previous comments about how knowledgeable she is on the subject of history, yet she relies on Google for the majority of her lecture. I strongly do not recommend her. She is absolutely one of the worst professors I have ever had. She has no respect for religion, the military, or America. She pushes her extremely liberal beliefs on you. She doesn't update Blackboard so you can see your grades through the course. Her tests are poorly constructed. Be prepared to feel offended all semester long. Are there any surprises here? No, there are not. All right. Mindy Percival, 61, a lecturer with a doctorate from Columbia who relies on Google for all of her information, teaches history, and by teaching history, I mean that she apparently reads things off of Google, at a state college in Florida, and in her words, lives in a shack which is in the woods in the middle of nowhere. Now, here's a picture. Says lecturer Mindy Percival's mobile home. Okay, it's not a shack. It's a mobile home in Stuart, Florida. Her oven, shower, and water heater don't work. Well, number one, a man could fix those for her. Oh, but Mindy is 61 years old and she's ugly. She can't score a man. However, Mindy is a feminist. And we all know that a woman can do anything a man can do. Not only can a woman do anything a man can do, a woman can do it better. Because women are smarter than men. And women are better communicators than men. And women care more than men do. Because women are so compassionate and loving and caring. And if they ruled the world, there would be no wars. But men are all rapist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, white supremacist pigs. So given that Mindy, a feminist, can do everything a man can do and do it better, why doesn't she fix her oven, her shower, and her water heater? Oh, that's right, because that would involve work. And, like most women, she's going through her life waiting for a man to show up and bail her out. The mobile home she inhabits, located in the town of Stuart, north of Miami, was donated to her about 8 years ago. Whoa, it must be nice to have somebody just give you a place to live. Once again, so someone donated you a place to live, and you're complaining. When the great one says women are never satisfied, there's a reason he said, hey guy, anybody want to donate me a place to live? I'll take a mobile home. I'm not too fucking good to live in a... If you would like to donate your mobile home to me to live in, the great one will accept it, and the great one will not go on the internet and fucking whine about it. If the water heater doesn't work, the great one will use the money he's saving from not having to pay for a place to live to fucking fix it. Because the great one has a penis, and he knows how to use tools. The great one has opposable thumbs. He can fucking fix things because he doesn't have a fucking degree in history. Which, once again, history, very interesting. Take history classes. I've taken history classes, but you don't fucking major in it. Jesus Christ. On a fucking stick. Looks like we're going for part 4.